Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Clutch Conversations. It's your boy, Mike. We back at you one more again, live on a Thursday night. Happy to be in the building. We got the homie, Kelly Mobb, in the building. We're going to get to the show in just a second. But first and foremost, you know how we do. Shout out to my lovely wife, Takar. Appreciate everything you do. Y'all make sure y'all show us some love in the comments. But don't stop there. Show the channel some love as well. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button and Hulk smash that notification bell so you can get notifications each and every time we drop a video here on the channel. Let's do some real quick housekeeping. Hopefully this will mess up like it did last week, but if it did, oh well. If it do, oh well. Make sure you follow us on Morph Market. We're trying to get to 250 followers by the end of the year so we can get our crown icon. So definitely go check us out on Morph Market. We got some dope animals posted. We got a live auction right now. It's a confusion, leopard, spot nose, head clown male. That auction going strong. Auction's been going pretty strong for us for the last couple of days. So definitely go follow us on Morph Market. Show some love out there. Also, check us out on Instagram, the main page at Herp Collectors, as well as the Clutch Conversations show page. Definitely go shoot us a follow. Shoot us a DM. Just holler at us. We always love to chat. Definitely follow us on Facebook as well. And don't forget about audio-only versions of the podcast are available on all major podcasting platforms. And when you're out there checking us out on your major podcasting platform, definitely be sure to follow, rate, and review. Appreciate the feedback. Appreciate the support. Speaking of support, make sure you're supporting US Art and US Art Florida. The link for both organizations are in the description of this video. Definitely, if you can get your membership, drop a donation, and spread the word about both these organizations that are helping protect our rights as reptile keepers. And we got a little sneak peek for y'all, too. I'm going to just show this to you right now. Double Clutch. I'm not going to even tell you a whole bunch about it right now, but definitely be on the lookout for this. This is coming soon. Get used to seeing this background. Get used to seeing this logo. We're going to do it big. Definitely be paying attention and looking out for that. Come out and show your boy and the fam some support. Speaking of support, make sure you support our sponsors. We're going to kick this sponsor video, and then we're going to holler at the folks in the chat.
Art comes in many forms. At Armies Angels, it comes to life.
In life, success doesn't come to you. You go to it. In this game, forward thinking is the key to innovation and staying relevant. Plan your work and work your plan. Lose yourself in the art. Lose yourself with Wetter Morphs. Shout out to the sponsors. Appreciate you, Justin. Appreciate you, Unk. Y'all definitely make sure y'all get the sponsors a follow. Check out the dope stuff that they're creating, man. I can tell you, because I know they are working with some fire. These will be the leaders in the industry. Trust me when I say it, man. The comments is going crazy, man. I know I'm gonna get lost in this. Over like 250 comments already. Let's see who we got. Eric, what's good? Eric's Morph Factory in the building. 352 in the building. What's good? Brian from Heathen Hatchery. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. The Sultan of Support himself, Boasts of Reptiles in the building. The the big homie Rock. What's good, bro? Appreciate you coming out. Appreciate the support. The homie Dwight, the pie man. What's good? What's good? Appreciate you coming out. Appreciate the support. Stan, the man. What's good? Sea of Serpents in the building. Appreciate you coming out, fam. Appreciate the support. Blakers Pythons, what's good? Appreciate you coming out. Dundada in the building, what's good? Appreciate you coming out, homie. Vinny, what's good? Bone Daddy Serpents in the building, appreciate you coming out. What's good, homie? Hey, y'all, make sure y'all go check out the episode with the homie Keys and the homie Wiz. Appreciate you coming out, bro. Appreciate the support. We got the guests in the chat. What's good, homie? Gonna bring you out in just a second. Let's see who else we got. Mission Morphs in the building. Appreciate you coming out. Appreciate the support. See who else we got. What's good, Banner? Appreciate you coming out, sis. Appreciate the support. Hey, we're going to stop it right there. We're going to keep the intro, and then we will be right back.
Baby, baby, won't you listen to me? I got that flavor. I know you're dying to feed. I ain't no dancer, just got some hip in my feet. Now throw your hands up. Ooh, you bring the lighter. I got the fuse. You make a fire. I'll add the fuel. Follow my lead. Just watch the shoes. Gotta turn the heat up.
Episode 117, Sloan Morphs. What's good, homie?
What's good?
Chilling, man. I've been looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to this, too. All week long.
Man, the comments is going crazy, bro. It was hard for me to keep up. Like, it's nuts, man. Shout out to the chat, man. Appreciate the support each and every week.
Give it up. But they already talking about my height. I see that.
Man, y'all gotta come,
I was sitting next to KG in a picture, and he was sitting down. And he was still taller than me, which is true. He was. And KG, all of them dudes are all big. They are some giants over there.
How tall are you?
5'2". I'll tell you right now, those guys were bred that way. That's back from slavery days. That's how big they are.
Yeah, I remember seeing you at the facility. I didn't know exactly how tall you were. But I've been meaning to ask, like, how tall are you? Yeah, that's funny, man.
I'm micro.
But you used to wrestle too, right?
Oh yeah, big. And I coached my kids in wrestling too for 15 years.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, it's big part of my life.
Nice. Yeah, wrestling. I heard you talking about it on Late to the Mic with those guys, and just talking about like the endurance and like getting your breath right, getting your heart rate right, and just like all that play into it, man.
It definitely does.
It takes some energy to tussle.
Oh yeah, it does. But that 6 minutes is a long 6 minutes.
Oh yeah. You be out of breath. It definitely takes some energy to tussle, man. So I guess let's just get it started, man. How your season going, man?
So far, so good. I have two clutches in the incubator. One is about to hatch on the 11th. So any day now, they should come out the egg. I have two more that are due within the next couple weeks. And then I have three more that are just had their ovulation.
Okay. You say you got one about to hatch in 11 days, is what you said?
On the 11th.
Oh, on the 11th. Okay. So a couple days.
Yep.
Nice.
It might even come out sooner than that, but I'm waiting for the first one to pit because I already seen them. You know, they start dimpling and everything. So
mm-hmm.
ready to see what those are.
What is that?
I'm trying to hit the super gravels.
Nice, nice, yeah. Nice.
To and add into my gravel clown project.
Okay, okay. What else you got coming? What else you got cooking?
Shoot, I'm trying to hit the hypoxanthic clowns, making some of those, and then some grails, and then I'm trying to make the ingredients for the holy grails.
Okay, okay. Remind me again, like, what's the holy grail, man? Sometimes I get confused by like the combo names.
Lavender albino clown pie.
Mm. Okay, okay, that's what's up.
Biggie.
You said hypoxanthic clown?
Yeah, hypoxanthic clowns. Everybody went DG. Why not go the hypo route?
Why not? What's the pairing that you got that you might hit those?
So what I wanted to do with was add Inchi and Fire in there. Yeah, so just that's the only codoms that will be in it is Inchi and Fire.
Okay, and you got a clutch coming this year where you may hit the
this triple? Year. This year.
And so what's that pairing?
So the pairing is Exanthic Het for Hypo, and then the female is Hypo Het for Exanthic.
Clown. Okay. Okay, nice. Yeah. So they both Het for Exanthic and Clown?
Well, the visual is on each side. So visual, okay. Exanthic Clown, Het for Hypo, and the bottom is Inchi, Hypo, Fire, Het for Exanthic Clown.
Okay, what is that? 1 in 32 to hit the triple?
Hopefully. I hope I hit one.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty dope. I hope you hit it too, man. I hope you hit a couple of them.
I do. I hope I did too.
Man, so how many clutches are you shooting for this year?
So this year should be close to 20. I sized it way down this year. I wanted to bring in some of those younger ones and let some of those older ones go. Females that are having bigger clutches, let them out of here.
Gotcha. How many has it been in years past?
Years past as in?
Like clutch-wise.
Oh, man. The biggest one was 37.
Woo,
that's a lot of babies.
That's a lot of babies.
Something babies. That's Ooh. A lot of work. It's kind of like, nah, I don't want to do that again.
Are you the only one that's doing it?
Yeah. Cleaning and everything.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work. And you don't even realize, like, say again?
Changing out bedding.
Yeah.
Clean tubs, yeah.
Bro, it's a full-time job.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you don't even realize how much work it is until, like, stuff start hatching and you got, like, all these babies to clean. It's a lot of work. It's not easy.
It is. Make sure everybody's eating. That's another part. Which ones took meals, which ones didn't. You know,
tracking everything.
Yeah, it is.
Working on like selling stuff. Like it's a good bit, man.
I still have babies I haven't even posted up yet. Yeah, that too.
Like that too. It's a lot to go into it. Like I have to like just set aside some time to do IDs. Like some stuff I can ID pretty quickly, but then like some stuff, especially if it's got a bunch of codoms in it, like some stuff, like I have to like study, like look at stuff on Morph Market, like take pictures and send it to people, ask them what they think. Cause like I'm one of those people, like I try to talk myself out of it being in there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, emotionally, I want it in there. And so like I don't necessarily trust my judgment at A, because I ain't been in doing it but for what 4 years now, and really just start hatching stuff like with any kind of like complexity in it. But at the same time, I know emotionally I'd be wanting to see things, and so I have to like bounce it off people.
Even after 4 years, you go even longer. It's still, we have so many different genes that are coming in and so many different combos, it's still gonna take time.
Yeah. But that's the cool part though. It's like making stuff this cool, new, innovative, and all that good stuff.
And that right there is ID and stuff that nobody's ever made. And you're sitting there just trying to look for it and you're like, nobody's made this. Is this it? Did I hit it? You know?
Yeah, for sure. How long have you been doing this?
So I started picking up in 2011, 2012, and I picked up babies and grew up babies. At that time, people were saying, don't buy adults. You don't know what you're going to get. This female could be egg bound. They were having problems with Nido at that time. It was really big. It was new. It was really new. Nobody really knew what was going to happen, and nobody wanted to lose their collection. So it was get babies. They wouldn't have that problem, even though, you know, they could cross-contaminate it, but nobody thought about that at that time. They were just saying, pick up babies. And I picked up babies and grew them all up.
Nice. So have you always been into reptiles, or was there something that kind of like sparked that?
So when I was a kid, I seen my first ball python around my neighbor's neck. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was like, I wanted one. But, you know, having the parents I had, nah, that ain't happening. That ain't happening at all. But, yeah. And then I think when I bought my first house, it was in 2000, I started picking up ball pythons. And then I had ball pythons, I had boas, and I had Burmese pythons. And at that time, the albino Burmese was out. And it was pretty cheap. It was only like $300 at that time. I had those, wasn't thinking about breeding, and I had just a bunch of tanks everywhere. And when I went to go try to sell my house, nobody wanted to come in because it was so taboo to have ball pythons. So I moved all my snakes to my brothers and got rid of some of the other ones. And then after that, I didn't have any for years. I just didn't get back into it.
What year was that? What year did you get back into it?
It was 2011, 2012 is when I started looking at everything. Yeah, that was also at the time the market was really going down because, you know, 2008, the housing crisis, but we didn't feel it, the housing crisis in California, until 2010. That's when it really hit us. So,
gotcha.
I was home for 3 years just on the internet looking, scoping.
So, how does your family feel about like you keeping snakes now?
Oh, my kids don't care. They're over it. They don't really care. Yeah.
What about folks outside, like parents or aunts, oh, like that?
My aunt Shelly, she's never come to my house. She is not with it. My mom, she'll come by, say hello, goodbye. My brother, he doesn't mind, but he can't stand rodents. So he's fine with the reptiles, but the rodents he can't do. So he doesn't even really come over here at all.
Yeah, my family the same way. Like, they don't want anything to do with the snakes. Like, they don't mind talking about them because, like, I guess it's exciting to them to like hear me talk about it. But as far as like getting up close and personal with it, nah. My sister's probably like the only like exception to that. Like, she'll come through. She's not finishing the whole of snake, but she'll be in the same room with you while you pull a snake out. She just don't want to touch it or nothing like that. But yeah, man, my aunt, man, she think like, cause they're like old school. We grew up in the South. And so like snakes, the devil and stuff like that. And so, yeah, my family like, oh, man, why you mess with them snakes? Why you messing with them?
You got them crawling everywhere. They're all around the house, like the dogs. You're like, no.
It's none of that, man. These snakes, like, if I didn't tell you snakes were around, you would know snakes.
You would know. Yeah. Exactly. No one really knows unless I told them. That's even in my neighborhood. They don't know. I don't tell them nothing.
And it's funny though, like you mentioned about your brother with the rodents. Like at first, when I first started keeping snakes a few years back, like for me, the rodent, it took me a little while to get like accustomed to the rodents. Like that was kind of a weird thing. Like that was just, I ain't really trying to mess with no rats like that, but I had to get used to it.
I didn't really mind them because I was, when, you know, my mom wouldn't let me have anything like that reptile wise, right? So a hamster was fine. So I had a hamster for a while. So I wasn't really having an issue without starting to breed my own animals with rodents.
Gotcha.
He won't come. He thinks my rats are as big as a dog.
So 2011, man, you done seen a lot go on in the industry. So talk about kind of like how your approach to breeding and stuff like that has evolved over the years.
Kind of really looking at like stuff that Justin had posted up or Marcus Jane on how to really actually breed them. And then I was watching Ralph Davis at that time too. That's how I kind of didn't really have any projects, but knew what direction I wanted to go with incomplete dominance. There wasn't a whole thing on recessive. Nobody was really jumping on that train. So I kind of went that route with incomplete dominance. The only thing I had was, I bought an albino and I bought a lavender. Lavender was the first recessive that I had. And then I ran with the recessive on the lavender albino.
Gotcha. So when you start thinking in terms of like projects and stuff like that?
Project wise, it was more of Man, that took a long time because it wasn't until I wanted to hit the Dreamsicle was really actually like a true project. Everything else was just, I could breathe it in, completely dominance, try to hit these couple combos, and that was it. When you add recesses in there, okay, now we have a project. But with incomplete dominance, you do have a project if you want to hit certain genes in that combo, yes. But nobody looked at it as a project until we hit the recesses mark.
Gotcha. Yeah, so recessive-wise, right now, you got what? Clown, VPI, Xanthic, Hypo, Lavender. What else you working?
I got Ultramel.
Okay. Shout out to the Ultramel gang.
Working on Het Monsoons.
Okay.
Speaking of, I just won one through Justin, too.
You just won one? Whatchamacallit?
It's a yellow belly double Het for Monsoon Pie.
Nice.
Yeah,
I didn't see it today. Like, I saw that it was posted, but it was like 15 minutes ago, and so I knew I had lost.
Yeah, usually if this, he'll post that, and it's like maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it's like I'm already in bed asleep. It's over with.
Yeah,
like the day was during the day.
Probably like the last month, he'd been posting like at 11 something.
Yeah, I'm out. About it that time, but
it is crazy, man, how quickly like people be on it. Like within 30 seconds, you lost.
Done. They've already had 20 people already comment.
I don't even try to type out my project. Like, yeah, I just pied. Wow,
that's all I want. Yeah. So, I'm also dealing with candy. A lot of people aren't candy. Kind of dropped because it's a Lee Liquid albino, so it's like they put it on the shelf, but I still like it. So
nice. So are you going, speaking of the Patreon and whatnot, are you going in the fall to Gainesville?
Yes. Yep. I'll make it.
Yeah, I wish we could stop by Bob's. Hang out. Say again.
Oh, you gotta stop by Bob's. Yeah, I want to do that'd
be dope. Did you go there last year?
Yep, I did. Nice. You didn't go last year, huh?
So we went, but we didn't go by Bob's, though.
Okay. It was last year that we did see you. Yeah, because KG was there.
Yeah, KG, Antoine. Pat.
Everybody showed up.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I didn't get to make it to the one last Saturday, but we definitely going in the fall.
Is it? So last Saturday was for?
The Platinum one.
The Platinum, yeah. You're part of the Platinum now?
Yeah, man, I upgraded.
Yeah, I did upgrade.
I figured, man, like I'm gonna be buying snakes anyway. I might as well get that discount and let the discount pay for it. So that's how I thought about it.
Yeah, that's a good way to get it. Yeah, good way to get it. But that sold out quick too. Anyway. Yeah, that sold out quick. Done, over with. He got all his money out of the people.
Right. So when you first got in, like, what were some of the challenges you faced?
Really just kind of growing, you know. It was kind of growing into what I wanted to do, you know, and if I wanted to do more racks, it was like, do I want to do another rack, get another rack, you know? That's the hardest part, is really actually growing. And see what projects I really want to see through and what projects you kind of like want to pass on.
Yeah. It take a lot at first. Like, it's a big capital investment, just like getting your collection established. If you was like me, like for me is, for example, like I made a lot of mistakes, like with stuff that I picked up. Like, I wasn't really picking up stuff with like a set plan or whatever. I was just kind of like randomly picking up stuff. And to be honest, like a lot of the stuff sticker shocked me, like looking at like professional racks, like the Freedom Breeder racks and stuff that you got. Like, when I first saw that stuff, I was like, ain't no way I'm paying for this. But then like you realize, like getting into, you really, if you're going to be doing it for a long time, it's a good idea to try to get your infrastructure as good as possible. And so like your mind state change like over time. I know at least for me, it did.
No, it definitely does. You know, I kind of, doing other racks, I had my first rack was a boa file rack, and that rack I was like, I still got it to this day. But it was like do I want something from Freedom Breeder? It was the decision of doing that. And then realizing that Freedom Breeder is 2 hours away from me. Oh, it's worth it. I cut the shipping costs down. Let me do it. And then that's how I stepped in and started grabbing those. And I grabbed one 130 rack. And it was over from there. You just keep going.
Yeah, I got for snake racks, I got ARS. I actually just got one last week. And man, I put that thing together. I got to get back in shape, man. I got to start doing some stretches or something because my hamstring was killing me Monday after I put that together, man. Because I was doing a lot of bending over. Just like, it wasn't really nothing like super tough, but man, that just like goes to show I got to get back in the gym. I got to start exercising and stuff like that. But yeah, I was super sore. But yeah, I got, like I was saying, I got ARS racks for like snake racks, but like for rodent racks, I'm going to do Freedom Breeder. I got one Freedom Breeder rodent rack. Shipping just so much for me, so I'm gonna have to like catch them at a show.
Yeah, they do Daytona, so yeah, that's the time to get is when they show up over at Daytona. But I mean, rodent racks, I figured I already grew my colonies out, and I thought about going to Freedom Breeder and going with that on the rodent racks. It'd take up less space too, because when you build yours, you take up more space with less tubs.
Yeah, so you built homemade racks.
Oh yeah, that was another growing pain. It's kind of like I didn't want to breed my own rodents. I was running away from that for the longest time. It wasn't until after COVID, or when COVID started, I decided, hey, I need to start doing my thing and start breeding my own rodents. The cost, yeah, saving a lot.
Facts. Yeah, like I don't know how I would like get by like with feeding the collection now if I had to buy everything to feed them. Cause like that costs add up. So it's definitely worth it from a cost perspective, but it's definitely some work to breed the rodents. Somebody said the other day, that I'm a rodent breeder that happened to have snakes.
That's exactly what happens. Cause you really actually pay attention to them a whole lot more than what you do on your snakes. It's like, okay, I'm a feed. I check for eggs. Okay. Oh, rodents. I need to change out the tub twice as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, making sure the water's going, none of the water valves get clogged, you know. Yeah, you gotta always check on them.
Yeah, so somebody told me about like pouring like a cap full of apple cider vinegar like in the bucket to like let it run through. Do you do that?
Nope.
Have you heard of that?
I heard you talk about that, but I haven't done it yet. Now, what does it do? Clean out the line or?
Yeah, clean out the line. Like I know, like for our AC, like we'll pour like a little bit of vinegar in there and it just kind of like cleans out the line. And so like, I forgot who told me about it. Like, and then I forgot that I was talking about it. Jeffy had reminded me that I was talking about it on the phone one day. But yeah, we started doing that.
I'm going to have to try that. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm
going to see if it works. I got apple cider vinegar too in a refrigerator, so
I can easily do it. Okay. Yeah. And right now, at least, we're not really having too much of a problem like with a whole bunch of stuff getting in line, because we keep like a lid on the bucket, but it's not like an airtight lid, and so it's like airflow just getting through there. And
yeah,
otherwise, like it'll be like dust and stuff all in the bucket and stuff like that.
Yep, I spray my buckets out every time I fill them up. I spray them out. Got to spray them out, because otherwise, then that gets into the line. And then you're just stuck anyway. So it's like, you might as well just clean it out real quick, spray it out.
So you breed just Norwegians, or you breed desert field mice?
Desert field mice, and I like those the best. And the Norwegians, and I also do the mice. Which, okay,
you got all three.
Yeah, but the mice is more to start most of my babies on, and then I'll slowly move those ones, especially if I'm selling them to wrap-ups, you know, but I don't know. I still like the desert field mice better, but I don't want anybody coming back and say, "Ah, my animal's not eating. It's not this. I can't get those." I don't want to go through that.
Yeah, I like the desert field mice too. That's what we feed the collection. But like stuff that's like for sale or whatnot, we go ahead and feed that like rats.
And I, with my own collection, I rotate through all three. Whatever, yeah. I got abundance of, that's what you guys get. Here you go. Boom, boom, boom. I need to feed all these off. Let them go, you know, so they're fine with everything. It don't matter what it is. You put it in there. It's dying. I'm taking it down.
So in terms of like the projects that you work in, like how did you land on those projects? Like, were those just projects that caught your eye? Do you have people like you work with, like mentor wise? Like, how did you kind of get
it
to
it? Was more of, I need to figure something out that nobody else is doing, but it's still jeans that are popular. You know, working those jeans was like, okay, you can find your own road, but with your own direction, with some of those jeans that are popular, where people can see it and be like, hey, I can add this in. I have no problem with it. That's what I look for.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so what all codoms are you working into, like some of those recessive projects?
Ooh, I got Stranger.
Okay.
Redhead. Extremist. Extremist is going to be the one that I can't wait till this one starts bringing, but he so wasn't quite ready this year.
Clear that Extremist stuff up for me. Extremist. So can you clear that up for me? Because like it's like the same as something else. And I'm not even like talking about like the Mace stuff, but is it the same as another gene? Like
It's supposed to be totally different than Extreme Gene. Extremist is more of a pattern type of morph versus Extreme being a brightening gene, you know, bringing a brightening gene. So it's almost like to me, it looks like a pastel. I don't deal with it. I don't have it. But from what I've been looking at and what people have posted, that's the way I look at it. I don't see it doing as much to the pattern.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was confused because I see different stuff on it. Like some people be like, Extreme Gene and Extremist the same thing, but I didn't think that was the case. I thought those two were different, but like obviously, like the Mace and the Extremist, like those are the same thing. Like Extremist is the official name, and like Mace is like the nickname or whatever.
Yeah, of her projects, right? So it's supposed to be her project. She's calling it the Mace Gene. So when people ask, they can understand that she's talking about the Extremist without saying Extremist. An Extreme.
Yeah.
So it gets really confusing because the names are so close.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all right, but it got people talking about that gene.
Oh yeah.
I've been saying something about that for a while. Nobody was listening to me. I'm like, all right, don't listen. Then he posted up and it was like boom. Blows up overnight.
And I'm sorry I cut you off. You was naming like some of the codons and stuff you was working. I'm particularly interested in what you're working in the Ultramel project.
An Ultramel project? So what I'm doing is Ultramel Hypo Clowns. What I got is Blitz and Blackhead is one of the ones that I'm adding into that right now. I want to add Stranger and Redhead into it, but that's going to take a long journey because my Stranger, he just bred for me last season. And then my Redhead, he won't breed to me for next season.
Gotcha.
But he's just that clown.
Yeah, Stranger looks nice in Ultramel. Like, I like a lot of the dark stuff in Ultramel. Like, I feel like it complements it well.
And Vance killed it with that one.
Oh, man, yeah.
When you say you like, oh, my gosh. He's like, it's going to take me how long to get there? Because nobody else is doing it.
I remember he had, this was what, 2022 is when I was in Tinley. He had she was probably about 500 grams, but like a Stranger double head ultra clown female.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was a group. Like 16.
Yeah, you like, I'm not quite there, but if I had it, I'd do it.
Yeah, if I had it, I would have threw it down, but I wasn't there yet. So I just have to take the slow route.
That's big league right there. Hitting that 15, I spent $7,500 on my Stranger. So that was like, that was big for me, you know, and it's still hitting 15. That's,
Yeah, that's a grip. That's a grip. So what is he, Stranger, and what else?
He's just Stranger. Stranger Head Clown.
Stranger Head Clown. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I still think it's a good bit of stuff to do with Stranger and like pairing it with some other stuff. And then particularly getting it in like a multi-recessive project. I definitely want to work it in Ultramel. Hopefully if everything go right, knock on wood, I'll get to work that in some multi-recessive stuff next year.
Oh, you have Stranger now too?
Yeah, I got a Stranger Posh Yellowbelly clown male. And the reason I say Posh Yellowbelly, because I bought him as a Stranger clown, man. But like dude messaged me a few months later and he was like, he produced the ivory with the dad, so it could be Yellowbelly in that Stranger Clown. And it always looked kind of like funny, but I can like really pick up on like what was going on. So I'm going to say again.
Yeah, crazy pattern.
Yeah. You can see the flaming and stuff like that. And so I'm probably end up getting him tested. Number one reason is because like some of the girls that I wanted to pair him with, they have yellow belly. And so I want to know like what I'm working with, you know what I mean? Because I don't want no all white snakes if I can help it, especially with some stuff. Like some stuff is all good because you can get it tested and you can use it for breeding purposes. And so, but primarily now I don't want like no ivories and stuff like that.
It only ivories only look good with leopard in it. I don't know if it'd add any kind of pattern with stranger in it, but who knows?
Yeah. I seen some crazy leopard ivory stuff. Like Buddy last night on KG and Jaffe's show, he was showing some ivory leopard stuff. Yeah. It might have been DG. Yeah. It was nuts.
Yes. I was like, that thing is bright. I'm like, it might be. It might be DG. I think it might be. It doesn't look like anything else.
Yeah, that thing was nice. Like, and I've seen like some nice leopard ivories, but I ain't never seen one that nice.
They had to have DG in it to be that bright still in that size, because usually like the leopard kind of fades away after a while. You can't see it when they get mature. His were a nice size. I was like, they still have color to them. You can see the leopard pattern in it.
Gotcha. What you gonna do with that male you won today?
Oh man. So I got a female lined up for him, but she's not head pied, but that's all right, because you can always see the pied marking. So you know, and I'll get anything tested, but yeah, that end is a plus.
Is that the first one you won, or have you won one before?
I won, what I won before was a male that was black pastel triple head for ultra male clown, hypo. Nice. That was the first one I won for him.
Was that this year? Or you?
No, that was last year.
Still got one more for this year?
Yeah, I got one more. This will be the first one for this year.
Okay. Yeah, it was a couple of them that popped up that didn't really work with anything. And so I passed on those, and I was early for those. Mm-hmm. It seemed like I'm always late for the ones where I would have got something, but early for the ones where it don't work.
I see when he had the Jaguar gene, when he posted that up, I was like, oh, I missed it.
So a lot of times, a bunch of times I done told like the story about like how I had like Het Pied pop up in my clown male, or in my DG leopard yellow belly inchy DG Het clown Het Pied male. He ended up surprising me and he was like Het Pied, and I know I said that and jacked that all up, but you get what I'm saying. Where I'm going with it is like, have you had any surprises like that where like something just popped up in some of your hatchlings and you like, dang, I didn't even know that was in there?
Yep. Cryptic. I had hypo pop up, and I had VPI Xanthic in two animals. One female, I knew she had it. She was head for it, but the male I didn't. And with that male was random because I bought a breeder female. That breeder female produced this male. He was a spot nose pin, but I didn't have a spot nose pin male. So she retained semen from a year prior. Or maybe even two seasons prior, but year prior, he popped out and he came out and he was het for VPI example.
Nice.
It's crazy. Nice. I skipped that far too.
Yeah, that is crazy. I heard Dylan talking like on the In Your Circle podcast. I was listening to that last weekend. Shout out to Nikki from Irresistible Balls, and shout out to the homie Angel as well. Shout out to Kurt as well. I was on the show last weekend, but I was listening to their episode with Dylan, and he was talking about a berm that he had had like four or five clutches from retained sperm, and like had fertility and all that. Like that was crazy.
Back to back. And I was like, I mean, when you bring the berm, that means that female probably retained semen from the male prior. So if you got anything that's het, is it really het? She could have retained semen from another male if he wasn't at for anything.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think they can like go back to back to back like that.
Not that many times. I thought it was only like two seasons, maybe. That's it. And then you're good. But he said what? 4 seasons, 5 seasons.
Yeah, some 4, 5, something like that. Like some just like, something that blew my mind.
Yeah. It's like I didn't even want a clutch this season. She had one. You just have to sell a breeder animal and be like, hey man, she might lay a clutch for you.
Right.
You know, just letting you know now.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
I always think about that. What if humans was like that? Like a girl just hit you up later on from 7 years ago and be like, I got a baby. Like you like, what?
I reclaimed it.
Like, no, you saved it.
The hell you retained it for?
She's like, I knew you were going to be something. What? No.
Oh, that'll be wild, bro. That would be wild, man. It'll be all kind of crazy memes, too.
Like, I need DNA tests. For real.
So what project would you say you've been most successful in?
Man, nothing. Nothing. The odds gods played with me even for the Dreamsicle. You know, I had three females that were double het. I had a male that was pied, het for laugh. 7 years before I hit my first one. Everything came out. So I would either get lab or I would get lab or I'll get pie. I wouldn't get the two together until what, 2022? That's when I hit those, 2022? Yeah, it took me that long. I was about to fold, just like Anton from High Desert. I was about to fold on that project.
Man, that's crazy. But the odds guys, like they can get you sometimes. Like I think we had 18 to 20 clutches, something like that last year. I had good odds on 2 clutches. That was it. Then I had okay odds on some stuff, but then I had like a lot with like really bad odds. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's one thing that nobody tells you when you first get in it. When I first got in it, now everybody's open about it, that your odds are slim. You know what I'm saying? When I was getting in, nobody was telling you that. You just figure it out yourself. I'm going to sell you this animal anyways.
Yeah, like I had parents with like 6 or 7 like codoms floating around. And we hit like a 1 or 2 codom snake. I'm like, are you serious? And it's a male.
That's crazy. People will understand once they start breeding, those odds will get you.
Yeah.
They will humble you real quick.
Like I'm hoping I have good odds this year. I ultrasounded a girl 2-3 days ago. She was at like 25, 26, something like that. So I put the male in there, got one last lock. So that looked like that might be my first one to go for the season. We'll see. My season pretty late this year. Like I feel like most of the stuff that I hatch gonna be like in the last quarter of the year. Say again.
You think it's because you kind of moved facilities that it's going later?
I think so. I think that's what it is. Which I had kind of already like mentally prepared myself like not to do anything. I was like, man, I might just like not have a single girl go. I don't know. But it seems like the girls are picking up now. Like it's a lot of girls just like eating real heavily. It's a lot of girls just giving me signs. I'm going to ultrasound this weekend because I hadn't been ultrasounding like regularly. Like normally right now, this is like ultrasound season for me because like we'll be ultrasounding stuff like every 3 weeks or so. But like I hadn't even been ultrasounding regularly. I think maybe twice we've ultrasounded in 2024.
How long does it take you to go through your clutch or your females for ultrasounding?
For ultrasounding? I don't know, 2 hours?
2 hours.
Something like that.
I don't really time it. Yeah. I just palpate. That's it.
I don't even know how to palpate. Like every now and then I feel like I feel something. Yeah. But if I had to rely on palpating, like I'd be struggling. I just have to pair and say, I hope you give me something.
Hey, you see her grow. She grows. She most likely has something in there. She's good.
But yeah,
I've been doing it so long without it. It's kind of like, do I want to get one? I mean, it's going to give me numbers, give me a peace of mind. But then if she reabsorbs, that's it. I had a female that reabsorbed for 6 years before she had her first clutch.
Oh, really?
I spent $2,000 on this female. Nothing.
I got a girl that's reabsorbed on me every year. Hopefully she don't do it this year, but she's reabsorbed on me every year. Like, I bought her as a breeder female back in 2022. She reabsorbed. 2023, she reabsorbed. Hopefully she don't do it in 2024. Like, she just sitting over there like, by the time she go, I'm not gonna even need her no more.
Yeah, you might as well get the visual by then or whatever. Yeah, I will. I had a female that I bought as a breeder. I bred her one season, she went for me. After that, three seasons went by and she didn't even go. She didn't go again. That was it. She was done. I paid her. Yeah, and I thought I had her days down and everything. Like, I was good, but she didn't lay another clutch for me.
I had a girl last year break my heart. Like, I was real. That was like one of my most anticipated clutches last year. And she had got up to like 30. And so I thought she was good, right? Signed, sealed, delivered. Went in there one day. She was at the front of the tub again. Like, that's odd. Yeah. Ultrasounded her. She had then dropped about like 20 something. I was like, I know you bullshit me. And then I was like, I'm gonna try to feed her. Maybe my mind playing tricks on me. I tried to feed her, snapped it up. I was like, man.
You like, you ain't supposed to eat that.
Right. Give me that back.
They will get you, man. I'll tell you, like, these animals will humble you real quick. Yeah. Especially when it's something you want. And females take a little bit longer to go sometimes. You know, you might think she's going to go to 2. She might go to 4 years before she even lays a clutch for you, you know?
Yeah, they don't care nothing about them.
Like, oh, I wanted you so bad. You don't even know. You're going to try it even harder next year. I'm going to breed you every month.
Dude, I got this male, man. Like, I call him Huggy Bear. Cause he just get in there and hug up with him, won't lock up for nothing. Like, bro, why did you even hug him? At least get on the other side of the tub. Like,
oh yeah, nah.
Like, I had
a male that was really aggressive with the females.
He was
locking no matter what. Yeah, he was going in there bullying him. He was locked no matter what.
I hadn't had that yet.
Yeah, he don't care.
I record like the parents or whatever that I put him in the tub, but like, I've only seen him locked up one time. And I don't know if he just in and out.
Yeah.
So I record the parents, but like, I just think it's odd that, like, I don't know what, 5-6 times, like, I've had you in the tub and I've only seen you locked up one time. Like, it seems kind of weird that I would be missing it, but I don't know. Maybe he just, like I said, in and out.
It could be. I had a male. He was the first one to lock. And then I didn't see the lock. So I was like, okay, whatever. Pulled him out, put him back in, tried again, nothing. So I was like, cool. All right, you go sit on the shelf. I paired her with two other males. Guess what? Who was the father? That first male.
Really?
I didn't even see him lock. But he had to go in and get out. I'm good. I did my job. Yeah.
I hope this male is the father of some of these babies, because I need him. Like, it's a project. Like, he is Cypress Spectre double head hypo clown, and I really need him to produce. Like, I need to hit the Cypress hypo clown, preferably the Cypress Spectre hypo clown.
Yeah, like, man, come on,
come on, man, just do it. Do
like
something.
It's not like dogs. You ain't breeding for no reason. I can't help you. You got to do it by yourself. I'm gonna give you all these girls. You can take any of them. Take your pick. Go do it.
Like, you living the life. Like, you get fed on a regular schedule.
Yeah.
You get cleaned up after, and we just like introduce you to the females.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you got to spit game. You ain't gotta say nothing. Just go in the tub. Go.
Just go do your thing. Yeah, I hope you get right though. And like I said, maybe I've missed it. And maybe it's just
how old is he?
He is about 2 2.5.
Oh yeah, yeah. We should be ready. It's usually the younger males that I kind of have when they're not quite a year yet. I've had problems with those males, but I've also had males that were like 600-700 grams. They got in there, and they did the job. But sometimes you get those males. It's like I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah, this is a grown ass man.
He's a grown ass man, dog. Just do it, man.
I know when he get back to the tub, all the other males be clowning
him. He's like, you did nothing. Hey, have you tried any tricks with him? Like where they put the shed in or put the semen of another male on the back?
I've tried putting the shed in, like of another breeding male. I've tried putting like another breeding male like in a snake bag and put it in there. Nothing. I ain't seen no locks. I ain't did like the squeeze out the sperm plugs or whatever and like rub it. That seemed wild to me.
I mean, it's easy to do when you pop them. It already comes out anyway, so you can just go poop. Oh yep, here you go.
That sounds like a freak off party.
Hey, no, it is. I mean, you think that's bad, man? Breeding dogs is even worse. It's way worse. When you're trying to do your own artificial AIs and stuff, oh yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. It's just like how they do them with the horses, got those big old tubes.
Oh, for real? There you go.
Catch it up. Let me put it in the syringe and shoot it in this female. That's it.
Oh, that's crazy. But then you got like some males who just be about that business. Like they go right in, lock up, boom.
And go. Yeah. Even if the female's not ready, I will stimulate her to go. That was kind of like what we use as a fluffer. So if you got a male like that, use that male as a fluffer to get some of these other females start building follicles.
Okay. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a real quick sponsor break and we'll be right back.
Peace and love, family. We invite you into the heart of our serenity, Ancestral Royal Pythons. At Ancestral Royal Pythons, we're not just breeders, we're nurturers of love and growth. Each of our high-end ball pythons is a tribute to the grandeur of the natural world and our dedication to quality. Reach out today and bring one of our creations into your home. This is Ancestral Royal Pythons. Your journey begins here.
Here's to the exciting world of ebony and ivory reptiles. From unforgettable parties and events to keeping and hatching some of the dopest reptiles in the reptile hobby, we're all about education, quality, integrity, and respect. Hit us up and see how we can help make your next project a reality. Experience Ebony and Ivory Reptiles, where fascination meets fun.
Ebony and Ivory Reptiles.
Shout out to the homie Matt. Shout out to the homie Jason. Did you hear Matt hit it on the show?
What? The
jingle. Like he did live on the show.
Yes. Yes, I did. I did hear that. I remember the first time I seen his video. Man, I was like, oh, he surely did. He did that jingle. When I seen him at the Sack Show, first time I met him, I was like, man, I got to hear it. He wouldn't do it, though. Got to hear it.
Yeah, he hit it, man. He got out of here like 2-3 shows in a row without doing it. He finally did it.
Yeah, dude. You said it. He made that jingle himself. You know people want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you think nobody else done it.
That's dope. That's super dope. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier that you like still got some snakes and stuff to post.
Yes, I do.
How many you still got to post?
Probably close to 50.
50?
50. I just got to get in there, start taking pictures. Yeah, they're babies from 2023.
What kind of stuff you got to post? Let folks know. They might be looking for them.
I got some exanthic yellow belly females. They're all females. Out of that. What else I got? I got some lavender stuff. Some lavender inchy. visual stuff. I got a male and a female from there. What else I got? I got some cryptics pet for Pi. I think I got like two females and two males out of that one. But off the top of my head. And then I have some inchy cryptics also.
Inchy cryptic females?
Yeah, one female, and I think there's three males. Then I got some hypo female, a hypo banana female, which is pastel also, and then a blackhead hypo banana female also I'm gonna put up for sale.
Blackhead hypo banana female?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy looking.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Got that little bit of color to it. I don't know if I want to hold her back or if I want to let her go. I mean, it's a female too, so. She's probably like 250 grams.
Okay.
250, maybe 300.
Yeah. Nice. So how you go about pricing your animals? Like, are you just kind of like IDing it, looking to see what's on Morph Market? Kind of price
exactly. Accordingly? Look at the prices. Don't want to be too low. Don't want to be too high. Can't pass Justin's prices up for anything I make. So
you can do what now?
Try to stay. I can't pass Justin up for anything I make. Your price can't be higher than his. You're out of there.
yeah. Shoot, sometimes the same.
Yeah. If not, a dollar less.
Right. Look, put that out there for $2,999.
There you go. And I have free shipping in.
Got to put it low.
Let it go.
So how's stuff been doing on Morph Market for you lately?
You know what, man? It's been pretty good. I kind of like, I really like the auctions because, you know, you're a small fish in a big pond compared to how many people are on there selling ball pythons. So when you do the auctions, everybody comes to the auctions. So if you have one up there, somebody might see something, might like that, and then maybe buy that from you. If not, if they didn't win, but they see something else you have, they might grab something later on from you, which that's happened a lot to me lately.
Yeah. It's definitely a way to gain some visibility because, the most auctions I've ever seen probably been like 300, 350, something like that, something in that ballpark at one time. But everybody going to the auctions, everybody scrolling through it. And so, like, it definitely increases the likelihood that somebody going to come across, like, your animal. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's a good thing. You start getting like anytime I post an animal auction, like that animal gets like a lot of engagement and stuff like that. Like as far as like likes, I start noticing like the bookmarks go up on it and just stuff like that. And then you start noticing like followers and stuff. So it's definitely for me, it's been a net success. It's been a couple times where I've like taken an L on an animal, but then it's been other times where like it was great. And then the other thing that I like about it too is a way for me to like expand and like build a base, right, of folks that I'm interacting with, getting them to leave reviews and stuff like that. It's a lot of people who I've sold stuff on an auction that I've been talking to on a regular basis. And so like now that's like another person in my network who I might not have otherwise came across. If it wasn't, I think it's like a net too. And all the benefits don't have to be financial. I mean, it's nice, obviously, for it to be some financial benefits, but it's like other stuff too, right? And maybe things that may not necessarily be financial right now, but maybe in the long run, it turn into something like more financial. That makes sense.
No, it definitely does. It definitely does. In the long run, it works out too, especially with people like kind of reach out to you and kind of just ask a question, you know? You kind of get a feel for what they're trying to do, if they're going to be a breeder, if they're going to get into this long term, or what, you know, what their plans are. And then later on, they might hit you up just because you gave them the time of day.
Yeah. And I actually, like I said, I was messaging somebody on Morph Market. Now, I don't know if they want me to say what they got and who they are. So I'm not going to say that unless they tell me they want me to say it. But definitely, man, shout out to you. Much love. I really appreciate it. Definitely came through, man. Definitely appreciate it. Yeah. Have you won any auctions?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't seen anything that I really, really, really want to add. I mean, there's some stuff, but it's like, do I really want to add that? You know, I haven't done that yet. So,
shout out to Ashley from Pimp Stalkers too. That's what I was talking about. She just said in the comments that I can say it, but yeah, she just picked up an animal from me. Definitely appreciate it. Appreciate you, Ashley.
Wait, what'd she pick up?
Huh?
What'd she pick up?
So it's a OD Mojave Inchy Fire Head Clown. Make sure I got it right, man. It'd be so hard for me to keep everything right in my mind, man, because it'd be so many words to say. Make sure I got it right, because I don't want to say it wrong. OD Inchy Leopard Mojave. What I'm talking about, fire. I'm thinking about the dad. OD Inchy Leopard Mojave Head Clown Female. It's that crazy one that's like all striped out, because like it, I think what's driving like it being striped out is like the Mojave and the leopard interaction.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that?
Mojave and leopard does make that crazy lines on the side.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nuts, man. It was hard. That's a hard one to let go.
Yeah. I know it was.
And shout out to North Market too. They actually shared that one on the page.
I want to get this out. This is from Redline. Look at that.
Oh, is that your patches and whatnot?
Yep. You got the patches of the whole backpack. I know everybody else got the little fanny pack.
You got your whole backpack.
Look at that. That's off the hook too. The patches have straight details. I don't know if Wiz is in the comments, but I need one of those. I need one of his patches.
That's dope. Yeah, I should have got some patches.
I should have done it too. I didn't do it though.
Yeah, I mean, slacking on my pen. So you go to any big shows this year?
This year, so far, I haven't. I missed Tinley in March, and I haven't done it. I haven't done anything. The last show I went to was Pomona, and last year at the end of the year. So I think was it November? Oh no, it was January. Sorry, it was this year. Keep forgetting to go to some of the shows. It was this year. It was January.
You got any plans to go anymore?
Yeah, I'm gonna probably head up Tinley. I don't know if I'm gonna head up Daytona.
Have you ever been to Daytona?
No, I haven't. I've watched those for so many years.
You gotta come, bro. You gotta come, man. It's a lot of fun, man. That's my favorite show.
Yeah.
Nice little
bigger than Tinley?
Angle says, when you say bigger than Tinley, what you mean, like, is as far as like more people?
Yeah, size-wise.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to say because like Tinley just feel like super congested because like is a smaller venue than Daytona, whereas Daytona feel like super spread out because it's like this huge, like it's called the Ocean Center, right? And so it's like a whole bunch of space, like all the aisles and stuff, like spaced out and stuff like that, and so it feels less congested, but it's a lot of people there. I don't know like head counts and whatnot. I would say it's probably a little more people at Tinley, but I don't know that for sure. I don't know head count.
The aisles are so close together. I heard that they really actually made the aisles bigger this time around because of the fire department in March.
So Tinley?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
I didn't
what
know.
I heard.
I haven't been since 2022. I didn't know that. But yeah, it feel like, I mean, it's back to back to back to back at Tinley.
Yeah. I want to go to Daytona. Check it out. Yeah. Go to Florida.
I want to get to the rest of it.
I haven't been to Florida since 2016. So.
Yeah, I want to get out there to the West Coast too and catch one of those shows.
Come out. Pomona's one of the biggest Pomona or Anaheim.
Yeah, I definitely got to make my way out there. I mean, it's a lot of shows I want to go to. Like, I want to go to one of those. I want to go to the Dallas show.
Yeah.
If you want to get back to Tinley. But, I mean, it's only so many shows I can go to a year.
It is. It's a lot, too. It's a lot, too. Travel time and missing work, all that stuff is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle, man. And then on top of that, like the animals don't care you're going to no show. Like you still got what you got to do. So you got to like move around like you're scheduled to get all that done because I ain't got nobody who can do it when I'm gone. And Takar going to be with me. And so like then like
the biggest thing is the rodents. That's the hardest part. The rodents really need that day-to-day care.
Yeah. Like I hadn't even, like, now that I think about it, since we've been breeding rodents on a large scale, we hadn't, I'm trying to think if this is a true statement or not. I mean, outside of Daytona, we hadn't been to like no large show since we've been breeding rodents on a large scale. But it was different then, because at the time at Daytona, we had the rodents at the house. And so like my son could take care of it and like make sure they were straight like that. And so he would have to do it then. If he didn't go, we would have to figure out something depending on like what we did to make sure the rodents was taken care of. And so it's just like those logistics and stuff like that, that you got to like iron out to make it.
How do you like having your own facility?
I like it, man. Like, it's definitely cleared up a whole bunch of space at the crib. Cause like we was jam packed in there. Like it was crazy. I had like three hatchling racks in the room, an incubator in the room. I still ain't even moved the incubator yet. I need to do that soon. But yeah, that was crazy, man. Like you had to like walk in the room a certain way. Exactly, man. And like when you're carrying stuff in the room, you gotta like walk in there like catty corner. Like it was nuts, man. And then the room where we had the snakes, like we was running out of space in there. And so I like it, man. It's like perfectly like located, meaning like it's like about halfway between like my house and my job. And so like if I'm going, I can stop. If I'm coming from work, I can stop. Like it just works out.
Yeah, it's a good location. It's a big too.
Yeah.
You have to really actually go out of your way to stop by.
Right. Yeah, it's just like on the way.
Do you miss kind of checking on them? Like, you know, because there's some days, man, I'll get up in the middle of the night and I just go look in my tubs just to go look.
Oh, once I'm out for the night, I'm out for the night. Ain't no getting up. But I mean, to be honest, bro, like I'm here all the time. Like I work a hybrid work schedule, and so like when I'm working from home, I'm technically working from here.
Okay.
Yeah. When I go in the office, like I said, when I'm coming back, I'm stopping here. I'm here now. Like I'm always here. Like I'm here probably in terms of like waking hours, I'm here more than I am home, which is probably bad to say, but it's the reality of it.
I mean, do you want to do this full time?
At some point.
Yeah. See, yeah. It's a good retirement plan. I was thinking, like, you can really actually retire and live off of this.
Yeah, at some point, for sure.
What's up, Nick?
But it's one of those things where it's a marathon, not a race, or yep, not a sprint.
Yeah, it's definitely a marathon. Especially the process that we're going for now.
Especially how those odds hit me.
It'd be so bad. Sometimes you just want to cry.
Yeah, hopefully, like I said, I don't know like what we're going to have in terms of production. The females looking more positive, but hopefully the stuff we hit, like we get some really good odds.
Yeah.
Really good odds. Like that's not too much to ask for.
We add these combos in. It's I want to get to the point where it's like, oh, okay, I hit that. I'm still happy. You know what I'm saying? Then I missed everything. That's even more disappointing. If I can hit something I really want out of it, I'm good. It's just a matter of what sex I want to hit in that too. Because usually what you want to hit, if you wanted a male, you definitely get in the female. And if you wanted a female in this, you definitely get in the male.
Yeah. There's so many like things you got to get to like even get to the point of getting what you want, right? So like, especially like if you buy a hatchling, right? So you buy a hatchling, you got to raise it up for 2-3 years, depending on if it's a male or a female. Then you got to get it in breed. Then you got to get them to go. Then they got to have healthy eggs. Then it's got to incubate. Then it's got to hatch and have healthy babies. And then your healthy babies got to be the genetics you want, as well as like the sex you want. Like it's a lot of stuff to go through. It's like, it's not easy.
No, it's not. And just out of that, Justin posted one up a baby that died in the egg because the umbilical cord got wrapped, but it cut out the egg and everything. And it looked crazy. I was like, oh, that's the one. And it died. You get to see it too. Like, that's the odds of really happening too. Like, you saw it, but it just didn't survive.
Yeah, that's, whoo. Yeah, those would be the gut punches for real.
That's a real teaser. Like, oh, I know what it looks like now.
Yeah, those are the gut punches. Like, I lost some babies last year because I had like some ones that pipped, came out, or clutch pipped, and I cut them and they came out the egg without like fully absorbing the yolk sac. And they ended up like not making it, or some of them ended up not making it. Other ones ended up being like problem feeders for a little while, and they kind of like picked up. But it was others that didn't make it. I had two that ended up with hard belly, like, and one of them was a confusion yellow belly Batman female, and she might have had red stripe. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah.
I have to send you a picture. Yeah, I have to send you a picture. Like, it was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It's ups and it's downs, man.
There is.
Part of it.
That's really keeps you going, because you're like, okay, I got next season. We just get you right back up to weight. Let's get you eating again. We good. Go again.
Yeah, she had hard belly and just didn't pull through. She was beautiful too, man. I was hoping, but once I saw she had hard belly, I knew the odds was against me.
Yeah, hey, man.
Have you ever had?
I've had hard belly, and what I realized with hard belly is, it when you cut the egg a little early, I feel those are the ones that end up with hard belly. But one, I was able to squeeze it out like toothpaste, and it came out, that sucker survived, ate, and was fine. But I only had it once.
Okay.
I had it once. So, yeah.
Yeah. I seriously debated, because I usually wait to like one or two pip and then like I cut the rest. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'm kind of scared. Like, I'm kind of spooked to cut.
It's hard, because if it's a clutch, I'm like, okay, I'll wait for you to pip. But if it's a clutch, you're like, oh, man, wait, okay, how many days? Oh, one pip, we're cutting you off. You know, you just go through, just like, see what we got in here.
Yeah,
I've had them also, you know, just be stillborn, where either they kind of like drowned an egg, they just didn't make it out, you know. So I've had that happen too, and that sucks, because when you see some of them, you're like, that was it, and then it's dead an egg. Floating.
Dang.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm kind of spooked about cutting. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm kind of, after like last year, because I had it with like three clutches that had issues.
Was it defects, or was it because they didn't come out big?
That same not fully absorbing the yolk sac.
Yeah. You know what? Thing. You see what KG does?
What's
when
that?
He sees that, he puts them on water and put them back in the incubator.
I tried that.
Oh, yeah, and it still didn't work?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
not for the ones that didn't make it, I would say. Yeah. I should say.
Yeah. Maybe it was just weak.
Because I call who I talked to. I talked to Wiz about it, and I talked to Justin from Armless Angels about it, and they both said the same thing, like what you just mentioned with KG. And so that's what I ended up doing. Like I said, some of them made it, some of them didn't.
Some of them, yeah. I wonder if they're just weak. It was just a weak clutch, you know?
I don't know. It could have been. It was crazy though. Like I said, I was heartbroken, bro.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I've been there. I've come out and seen some that just didn't make it. Or they, what gets me is they cut, they get ready to come out, and they're dead right out there. That's hard. I was like, dang. I've had that happen a few times. What I noticed too is when you have the egg crates, right? I noticed my eggs dimple a little bit more. But when I put them on the substrate, it seems like they absorb more of that moisture. mm-hmm. and they stay plump longer. When they stay plump longer, it's harder for them to get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You haven't had that problem yet?
So I've never put them on the substrate. Yeah, I put them on whatever you call them, Easy Hatch or Dragon.
Easy Hatch.
I think I got both, but I primarily use the Dragon, like whichever the upgraded one was.
I think the Dragon was the upgraded one.
Yeah, I got the Dragons, and I primarily use those. So I hadn't done them like directly on the substrate before, but that's good to know though.
Is there some, they make some that are bigger that hold more eggs? Then they make some new ones, I think. Yeah, because I think the average was what, like 10 eggs, I think, maybe?
Yeah, I think mine holds 10.
Yeah, these ones are a little bit bigger, hold a couple more. But then you need a longer tub.
Longer tub.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, I hadn't seen those. I know it was like a guy, maybe what, Bishop's Ball Pythons or something like that. He was a distributor for Dragon Hatch for a little bit. But I don't think he is no more. But you can buy them in like bulk or whatnot from the website, I think.
And they got them for a better deal than what they were before?
I don't even remember the price. It's been so long since I looked, because I hadn't had to buy any trays for a while. I bought like, I don't know how many I bought from him, but maybe like 20 or something like that. Yeah. And to date, I hadn't had more than 20 like clutches at the same time.
See, I started off before those even came out. I start off with the light diffuser. So you could pick up a whole sheet for like $5 at that. And you could probably do about 10 little egg crates mm-hmm. for $5. Yeah. You just laying in the bottom. It's the same thing.
Did you have more or less success with the
light diffuser? It's the light diffuser. They're almost just the same thing. I mean, you're not going to have any issues with either one of them, you know.
Okay.
Don't
be scared, man. Don't be scared. Like, it's ups and it's downs, man. I think Will said it best. If you, like, when you're working with this many animals, think about when you're working with, like, a whole bunch of livestock. At some point in time, like, you're going to have dead stock. Not to be, like, all morbid and stuff like that, but
yeah.
It's part of it. You do everything in your power to try to prevent it and definitely like mitigate like any risk or whatever, but it's inevitable. Like, you stay in this game long enough, you're going to deal with something, and it's not necessarily because of something that you did wrong, right? It could be something weak, like you said earlier. It's just so many variables in it. And you think about like what you hatched, like what, 200 and something babies you said this past 220. Season?
220.
That's a lot of lives.
But you know, a lot of those females were older females too, but they had nice big size clutches. So instead of having 6 to 8 bags, I was having 10 to 12. You know, so that brings your numbers up when you have that many clutches too.
Mm-hmm.
Fast.
Yeah, that's dealing with a lot of lives. Hopefully this girl will go for me that I was talking about earlier. So I should have great odds on Ultra Male, because it's a Ultra Male Clown to a Black Pastel Ultra Male Genetic Stripe. So I should have great eyes on Ultra Male.
That's one thing too, is that the learning curve is kind of making your odds better than when you're dealing with a double head or triple head. You want to kind of have something on the same side where your odds are going to be in your favor. Plus, I need 100% hit.
I need to hit some females with that clutch. I'm not even count my eggs from head. I'm not even get excited about it. But that's what I need. I need some females.
You like, the morph guards are gonna hear me and they're gonna let me something else. it goes that way.
7.1.
He's like,
you raggedy bitch.
All males. All males. Have you had a clutch yet where it was all females?
Yeah, just 0.4.
And when I see those, and I kind of think, when I have that happen, it's like, is it a partho clutch? You know, you kind of think about that. But, you know, if it's carrying the genes from the dad, then it's most likely not a partho clutch, but that can't happen.
Yeah, this definitely wasn't a partho clutch, because it was carrying like all the dad's genes and stuff.
I haven't had one yet. but I hear other people having them.
I've had all males too.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've had that too. All males, like auction. Auction, you got that many males, you're like,
Yeah, I definitely hit all males. And like low gene males too. Even though it's a lot of like stuff like floating around as far as like codons and stuff like that, it still ended up being like low genes. Do you keep up like with your numbers and whatnot as far as like how many males and females you've hatched over time? Like, do you track it to that level?
I don't track it to that level. You do? You track it to that level?
Yeah, I've had to date 52% males, 48% females.
Dang.
So close to 50-50, but not exactly.
Yeah, so you're producing more males than females.
Yeah.
Which you would think to be the other way around. You produce more females than males.
Why is that?
I'm just genetically thinking that you produce more males than females. Not unless you're dealing with bananas. You know, if you're dealing with bananas, you might produce more males than females, but I mean, yeah. Humans.
Like statistically, you should. Obviously, like each one is different, but like each one is subject to the odds. But statistically, it should be like 50-50, because the female always gonna pass an X chromosome, and then the male either pass an X or a Y. If you pass an X, it's gonna be a female. If you pass a Y, it's gonna be a male. And that's like excluding like the banana stuff and all the sex linked gene stuff. I'm just talking about like normal.
But yeah, I wonder if we have some other genes that are kind of like that too, that nobody's really paid attention to, and just chunk it up as just odds.
Have you noticed it like with something else in your collection?
I haven't yet, but I wonder if it is. There got to be something else out there that's doing that same thing. I can't be the only one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, that gene is probably producing more. You know what? I take that back. I have a female that's a sugar female. She's yet to produce me a male.
Oh, for real?
That's sugar. Yeah. She hasn't yet. I still can't get a male off her. I had to end up buying a male for what recesses I wanted to add in.
How's that project been doing for you? Like, I mean, aside from like the sex stuff, I don't know exactly what you wanted sex wise, but no diddy. How's that project been working for you as far as
With the sugar stuff, right? It's been fine. I've been hitting some nice stuff, but it's just that one female has not produced me a sugar male. And that was the female that I started adding into my lavender project. And I was like, come on. Now I got to wait 2 years for these females to grow up. I needed that male. I need to hit that beforehand. So I ended up picking up a male.
Like, I heard some people talking about, and I forgot who it was, that they had like, and disclaimer, like, I don't even work with project. Like, I like the project, I don't work with it, so definitely don't take this and run with it. I'm just talking about what I heard, so for what that's worth. But anyway, they was talking about they didn't have like a lot of success, like, we like getting their animals going, like they were like slower or whatever.
The only thing I say with my sugar female is that I haven't got anything over six eggs in the clutch. Those females have laid only six eggs. That's the most. And I even had them where they only produce four eggs. So that's the only problem I've had. But otherwise than that, they've been going fine for me.
That's good to know. Wife.
The males, they breed fine.
Nice. That's good to know, because like, I like that, like sugar, calico stuff. I think it's dope.
It is.
Like, I saw some, like a sugar, well, it was actually technically calico, but like it was like OD, YB, calico, and some other, and maybe like one or two other genes in it. It was a clown, like it was nuts, like just bright, bright, bright.
Yeah, see, with clown, it's still untapped, I think, with it being in clown, because people just put it on the shelf because they didn't see that much happening with it, but they've been made in clown for a while.
Yeah, it was just nice.
A couple other combos, yeah.
So what all are you working with it?
Just into my lab stuff.
Just into the lab stuff? Okay.
Yeah. Just into the lab stuff. I want to see it I like the way the live sugar looks. From the live calico, it looks good.
Bet. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff I feel like is untapped. Like, what other things do you feel like are untapped or maybe get slept on a little bit?
You know, maybe because it's not doing so much and just so overpowering is bamboo. I remember when that gene hit the scene, it was expensive. And then out of nowhere, it just said, boop. Because nobody's seen any crazy combos with it.
Actually, so what I did, only bamboo I have. Go ahead.
What I did this season, I added into Stranger. I want to see what Stranger does with it because I haven't seen anybody add that into Stranger yet.
I picked up a bamboo in like, I guess early 2021. She was a 2020, but I sold it. She actually got shipped out a couple days ago.
You didn't breed her?
Never bred her. She was a bamboo yellow belly spinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I just went a different route.
Yeah. I get that.
I put her on the block. And she gone.
I got this bamboo pinstripe female that I'm adding a Stranger. So we'll see what happens.
I saw it was like bamboo, pinstripe, confusion, and maybe leopard. Or maybe I saw both, like bamboo, pinstripe, confusion, and then bamboo, pinstripe, leopard, confusion. A dude posted them on Facebook. They was nuts.
Were they? See, and that's what I'm thinking, that bamboo might need darker genes. Instead of everybody going light, it needs a darker gene.
Yeah, these were nuts. Like, it had me second guessing about whether or not I went to pair that girl up. But I was like, nah, because it'll be my luck. I had like 8 eggs, 7 spider males.
I have it in Stranger. I've had a spider female only produce one spider out of the clutch.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was shocking. It was spider female. So you expect it's an overpowered gene because I've had it where only one animal wasn't a spider. Everything else had spider in it, you know? So it's a real powerful gene, but that one time I didn't. And I was like, wow, the morph gods are telling me something here.
Like, we got you, bro. Like, please don't use all my odds up on this one clutch.
Exactly.
But yeah, I went ahead and sold her because I really didn't have no plans for her. Like, I wasn't going to breed her. I really didn't have no plans for bamboo. And so I was like, yeah. Because I'm at the point now where I'm really trying to, like, focus on, like, the projects that I'm working and get deep in those projects. Yeah. It's hard, though.
It is.
You see cool stuff that other people produce. Like, oh, man, I should work a little bit of that. And for you know it, you're working a little bit of a lot.
this is the problem we have as breeders is you have to say, hey, that discipline part is so hard because it's like when new Jordans come out, you're like, nah, I don't need to buy another pair of Jordans. But we still do it. I don't need another pair of shoes. Still buy another pair of shoes. And I think that's just one of those things, having variety. You know, you see that catches your eye. You like that combo. It's like, I want that.
Yeah, it's hard. Man.
You seen somebody made the Kiki Xanthic clown?
I haven't seen that.
The Kiki Xanthic? Who made that? Oh, man. Some guy on Facebook. I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah. I got to see that.
Fresh out the egg. I was like, oh, everything I thought it would be looking like. It looks just like that. I would
love to see that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It's fresh out the egg, so you didn't even have the first shed yet.
I would love to see that.
Bongo is another gene that's kind of overrated. When I first got in, it was
overrated? One of those genes.
Underrated. Okay, gotcha. Not too many people, once they seen it in clown and pastel, they just moved away from it. You know, because it doesn't look as good in pastel and clown, you know. But with other genes and the hypo, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, Bongo is nice. Joel hit a Bongo combo with Puzzle. That was nuts, too.
Ooh. So State 48?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on his I'm sure it's on his IG too, but he definitely had a YouTube video on it where it was like he was like showcasing it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
I used to watch a lot of his YouTubes, and then now he stopped doing them.
Yeah, he in law school right now, so he kind of busy.
Oh, yeah, that's a different pay grade.
Yeah, he's super busy right now. But yeah, Puzzle is like one of those ones, like speaking of stuff to like be catching my eye. It's like, like I want to work it, but I'm just not right now. Like I'm really trying hard to like just only focus on the projects that I'm working. Yeah. And
I forgot about that too.
Yeah, Puzzle.
I do have Puzzle too. I'm team Puzzle.
You got Puzzle?
Yeah. So one of the males that I got from Ozzy, I bred him to a female that I didn't even know was hypo and got hypos out of the clutch. He's a head. He's a Puzzle, double head now for hypo Puzzle. Before he was just head for Puzzle and pos head for Cryptic. He ended up producing a hypo animal. I was like, okay. I didn't know she was hypo either. You know, back then people didn't say if it's 50%, some people weren't telling you if it was head for hypo or not. They just sell it as a regular animal.
Gotcha.
That's the posset. She proved out. So
yeah, that's one of the benefits about like getting stuff from like Ozzy and stuff like that. Like you never know what might be floating around in it.
No. You get lucky. Those people that bought breeder females and end up having a clutch without even breeding the females. That's, I was like, why can't I win like that? I bought breeder females from Ozzy. Yeah. Because Ozzy doesn't use the ultrasound either. They just said, oh, this female didn't go. I'm selling her. And you get a clutch that's like 40 grand.
Oh, I need that to happen.
You're like, oh, I got visual everything.
Yeah, give one of those girls you just put one lock to.
Yeah. Let me know. Lock this in or not. You winning.
Yeah, go ahead.
You ever go back and look at Ralph Davis's old videos?
I have seen a couple, but not a lot.
Okay. Because I used to watch them when I first started. I used to watch them all the time.
Well, what's up?
No, just he was one of the ones to add blackhead into lavender. He was one of the first ones because he had the blackhead gene. But it was crazy. It was a stepping stone at that time.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, OG for real.
Yes.
Do he do like any shows or anything like that now? Or he just kind
of
like,
I think he completely stepped away from it. Maybe he has a few clutches, but he's not like doing the shows or anything.
Gotcha. Cool, man. Hey, so since we are running up on the hour and a half mark, I'm gonna do something I hadn't done in a long time, bro. I'm gonna ask like the old school questions.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Go for it.
All right. So old school random questions. So if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Man, I don't even know. I don't know.
So you weren't expecting this because I ain't did it in a while.
Yeah.
You throw a curveball. You'll come in there.
You know what? I'll tell you. When I went to Florida, I really kind of liked the weather there. And just that it, even though you have a little bit of humidity more than California, but it wasn't really bad for me. And my skin looked really good. It glowed. I was like, oh, I need to be out here more often. And I didn't have as much allergies. Huh?
You said a little bit of humidity?
Well, I mean, you have a lot more than what we have, but I mean, it wasn't that bad to me. It was all right. I can handle it.
What part of Florida did you come to?
You know what? I went to Melbourne.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Melbourne.
Okay. All right, so if you won $10 million tomorrow, hit your bank tomorrow, $10 million, how would you use it?
Oh, man. I'm a travel for a while. I would really actually revamp my whole collection, travel for a while, buy that property where I have that full facility, and just start picking up certain stuff and retire.
What projects would you invest in?
Probably more into Monsoon.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Nice.
I've seen some stuff what it's done with even pastel in it. Add one more gene, it makes it look totally different.
Monsoon is another one. Like, I want to see like some ultra monsoon stuff. I want to see some VPI monsoon stuff. Like, I want to see all that stuff. Because a lot of people like think it's, I mean, it is a powerful gene, but you got to go color with it, I feel like.
Yeah. No, you definitely do. You definitely do. Just if you do pastel, you have to have one more gene in it. If you do pastel in it, because it loses pastel. And also the strangers. So I wonder if that one gene that you add into it would really actually kill out the stranger in there too, because stranger are overpowering. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, I wonder for sure. All right, and last one, bro. If you could have dinner with any three people, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Man, you know what? I probably say my grandfather, even though he's still alive, but he's like 90. I would go out to dinner with him. I know he's starting to move a little bit slower, but it'd probably be him.
Nice, nice. Who would be the other two?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody else that really would.
Well, if you come to Florida, bro, we can go out. We can hang out. We can have fun. I could be one of the two.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. Even last time we were at Justin's, man, you came and grabbed some food and you left.
Yeah, man. Because we had ladies at the house. Because like me, Justin, and Unc, we pulled up at Buffalo Wild Wings. We didn't know everybody was going to be there, I don't think. No, I didn't know everybody was going to be there. And then I heard somebody call my name, and I looked back, it was you. And I was like, what's up? Like, that was crazy. Because, like, I'm way in Gainesville, Georgia. We stay in Gainesville, Florida. We're in Gainesville, Georgia. I'm like, who the hell know me here? And then it was you. And he's like, yeah, we all out back. And so, like, I came back there and hollered real quick. But we had the ladies at the house because we had ordered, like, a whole bunch of to-go stuff. And we was watching who played that night. LSU and Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. And so we was at the house just chilling.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely next time we're in person, we definitely got to link up for sure.
Yep. Oh, we definitely can.
For sure.
Especially at one of these shows, go out to eat. You come to a California show, Insane Clown. He's saying, man, you got a bunch of spots to go to. Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said he got a bunch of spots down there.
Yeah, I would love to do that, man. I ain't been to Cali in, it's been a long time. Like, back when I was in school, last time I went to Cali, I went to Anaheim for a conference.
You went to Southern California. You ain't been to Northern California?
Uh-uh. Nah, like you close to Sac, right?
Yeah, I'm not that far. About 35 minutes from Sacramento.
Yeah, I guess my cousin still stay in Sacramento. I don't know. It's a long story. I ain't going to get into it. But I think he still stay in Sacramento.
I know.
He was in Sacramento. But yeah, he been out there for a minute.
Yeah, it's kind of hot here sometimes. It's dry weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of Florida.
Yep.
Superhuman. So, it's hot, but superhuman.
You could probably get away without putting on lotion in Florida. Over here, you gotta put some lotion on. And when they say ashy ball pythons, oh yeah, you be ashy out here. For real. Man.
Yeah. You can't really get away with it here too much either. You don't want to walk out the door Sacramento ashy.
Like, oh, you miss your elbows, huh? You miss your elbows.
All right, bro. So before we let you get out of here, enjoy the rest of your night. Tell folks where they can find you. Tell them about any big thing you got coming up. Anything you want to promo, bro. Floor is yours.
Just hit me up on IG. It's CaliMob_SlowMorphs. I got a YouTube, but I don't post too much on there. But that's still Slow Morphs. TikTok, Slow Morphs. Even Facebook, Slow Morphs. You can hit me up on there. And then Morph Market, slow morphs. Everything slow morph except for my IG.
Speaking of, real quick, I got one more question I want to ask you. So the blue check.
Yes.
Like, what you got to do to get the blue check?
Get certified, show your face and ID now. That's it.
Like, how much? It's
like, I think $14. $14 a month.
$14 a month? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see you and Antoine be stunting with the blue check.
Yeah. Even Will has one from Flawless.
Okay.
Too. Yeah. Hey, at least people know, hey, I'm real. This is really me. That's the main reason to do it, is that, hey, I got animals for sale, which I've sold quite a few off of IG just because of that. Because you feel like you're legit. Yeah. That you're not anybody that's going to be a fly-by-nighter. They don't know who you really are.
Gotcha. And how long does the whole process take?
Man, I think it was like a week, if that, at that time. It might be faster now, because once you submit your ID, they're like, okay, here, we're going to take your money. Gotcha. That's you.
That's good to know, bro. That's good to know. Hey, man, it's been a blast, man. I really appreciate you coming out. Been looking forward to it all week. It's always fun to get on the show and chat with everybody. Definitely appreciate all the folks coming through in the comments, man. The comments been going crazy tonight, man. Y'all started early. Appreciate everybody that hung out with us. Shout out to the homie Craig. I see you. Great show. Appreciate it, bro. Definitely. We're going to call it a night. So for Clutch Conversations, I'm Mike, the lovely lady behind the scenes is the car. Thank y'all for coming out. Be blessed. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, you hang back real for a few?
Yeah.
All right.